Unit 5. Sales and Marketing. Basic Patterns.
We offer great deals.
Can you pay a deposit?
We always deliver on time.
I'd like to place an order.
Do you give a guarantee?
I'd like to compare prices.
Are the goods in stock?
Can I make monthly payments?
Coca-Cola is a mass market product.
Holidays in the Antarctic are a niche market.
Rolex watches sell in a luxury market.
An export market is outside the producer's country.
A home market is in the producer's country.
A new market is at an early age.
A growing market is getting larger.
A profitable market allows companies to make money.
Mobile search will make a big market.
We provide an attractive market to the trade between China and Europe.
New words and expressions.
Deposit.
Guarantee.
Expense.
Shipment.
Reduce.
Deliver.
Increase.
Double.
Considerate.
Favorable.
Mass market.
Niche market.
Luxury market.
Place an order.
Listening practice. 1. Listen to the recording and write down the corresponding option below each picture. Each word or phrase will be read twice.
1. Competition. 1. Competition.
2. Contract. 2. Contract.
3. Cooperate. 3. Cooperate.
4. Deliver. 4. Deliver.
5. Double. 5. Double.
6. Expense. 6. Expense.
7. Increase. 7. Increase.
8. Partner. 8. Partner.
9. Reduce. 9. Reduce.
2. Listen and write down the sentences you have heard. Each sentence will be read 3 times.
1. Can you pay a deposit? 1. Can you pay a deposit? 1. Can you pay a deposit?
2. I'd like to place an order. 2. I'd like to place an order. 2. I'd like to place an order.
3. Are the goods in stock? 3. Are the goods in stock? 3. Are the goods in stock?
4. Coca-Cola is a mass market product. 4. Coca-Cola is a mass market product. 4. Coca-Cola is a mass market product.
5. A growing market is getting larger. 5. A growing market is getting larger. 5. A growing market is getting larger.
3. Listen to 8 sentences and choose the correct response to each sentence.
1. Mr. Keller, I'd like you to meet Mr. Allen from Australia. 1. Mr. Keller, I'd like you to meet Mr. Allen from Australia.
2. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Mr. Palmer. 2. I'm sorry to have kept you waiting, Mr. Palmer.
3. Why is it so hard to get fast service from your company? 3. Why is it so hard to get fast service from your company?
4. I wish we could work together in the future. 4. I wish we could work together in the future.
5. Excuse me, I'm looking for the sales department. 5. Excuse me, I'm looking for the sales department.
6. Hi, I bought this DVD player last Saturday, and I'd like to return it. 6. Hi, I bought this DVD player last Saturday, and I'd like to return it.
7. Shall we meet again to discuss it further? 7. Shall we meet again to discuss it further?
8. May I help you, sir? 8. May I help you, sir?
4. Listen to the short dialogues and choose the best answers according to what you have heard. Each dialogue will be read twice.
1. Our price is favorable in the market. Do you think so?
At your price, it's hard for us to push the sale of your product in our market.
Question. What can we infer from the conversation? 1. Our price is favorable in the market. Do you think so?
At your price, it's hard for us to push the sale of your product in our market.
Question. What can we infer from the conversation? 2. What is our market share?
We expect to get more than 30% of the market share next year as our new production line is in operation.
Question. What does the woman mean? 2. What is our market share?
We expect to get more than 30% of the market share next year as our new production line is in operation.
Question. What does the woman mean? 3. The sales figure is up to 5,500 this month. It has increased by 10%.
That's what all of us want to see.
Question. What was the figure for last month? 3. The sales figure is up to 5,500 this month. It has increased by 10%.
That's what all of us want to see.
Question. What was the figure for last month? 4. Our further cooperation will be impossible unless you agree to reduce the price.
I'm afraid our head office won't agree.
Question. What does the woman mean? 4. Our further cooperation will be impossible unless you agree to reduce the price.
I'm afraid our head office won't agree.
Question. What does the woman mean?
5. I know you do business in more than 10 countries. Do you export your products to Europe?
Not at the moment, but it's already in our plan.
Question. Which statement is not true about the man's company? 5. I know you do business in more than 10 countries. Do you export your products to Europe?
Not at the moment, but it's already in our plan.
Question. Which statement is not true about the man's company?
5. Listen to the following two conversations, and each conversation will be read twice.
Conversation 1. Choose the best answer.
To tell the truth, it's impossible for us to close the deal based on your offer. There is competition from America. They could give us an offer about 10% lower than yours.
Taking everything into consideration, our offer is reasonable.
Only because we have cooperated for a long time, we place the order for rice with you.
To be honest, we make little profit at this price.
We only hope that your price is comparable to others. It's reasonable, isn't it?
All right, we can cut our price by 3% in order to be in line with your market. It's absolutely our bottom line.
Okay, let's call it a deal.
Questions. 1. Where is the competition from?
2. How much lower is the offer from America?
3. How does the woman reduce the price?
4. How is the price according to the man at last?
5. Which of the following statements is true according to the conversation? Conversation 1. Choose the best answer.
To tell the truth, it's impossible for us to close the deal based on your offer. There is competition from America. They could give us an offer about 10% lower than yours.
Taking everything into consideration, our offer is reasonable.
Only because we have cooperated for a long time, we place the order for rice with you.
To be honest, we make little profit at this price.
We only hope that your price is comparable to others. It's reasonable, isn't it?
All right, we can cut our price by 3% in order to be in line with your market. It's absolutely our bottom line.
Okay, let's call it a deal.
Questions. 1. Where is the competition from?
2. How much lower is the offer from America?
3. How does the woman reduce the price?
4. How is the price according to the man at last?
5. Which of the following statements is true according to the conversation?
Conversation 2. Decide whether the following statements are true or false. We're interested in your pure silk shirts.
This is our newest style for this year.
I'd like to order 300 pieces first for a trial order. If it proves to be satisfactory in our market, we'll order more.
I'm sorry, the minimum order for this style is 800 pieces at $15.
Oh dear, this style is new to our customers. 800 pieces will be too many for us. Could you reduce the minimum to 500 pieces?
500 pieces with a slight increase in price is the best I can do. $1 more than the present price, okay?
Well, I could accept your offer on the condition that you will deliver the goods right away.
Okay, you can count on it.
1. Pure silk shirts are last year's style.
2. The minimum order is 800 pieces.
3. The minimum order is at $50.
4. The man requires that the woman reduce the minimum order to 300 pieces.
5. In the end, the woman reduces the minimum order with a slight increase in price. Conversation 2. Decide whether the following statements are true or false. We're interested in your pure silk shirts.
This is our newest style for this year.
I'd like to order 300 pieces first for a trial order. If it proves to be satisfactory in our market, we'll order more.
I'm sorry, the minimum order for this style is 800 pieces at $15.
Oh dear, this style is new to our customers. 800 pieces will be too many for us. Could you reduce the minimum to 500 pieces?
500 pieces with a slight increase in price is the best I can do. $1 more than the present price, okay?
Well, I could accept your offer on the condition that you will deliver the goods right away.
Okay, you can count on it.
1. Pure silk shirts are last year's style.
2. The minimum order is 800 pieces.
3. The minimum order is at $50.
4. The man requires that the woman reduce the minimum order to 300 pieces.
5. In the end, the woman reduces the minimum order with a slight increase in price.
Speaking practice. Useful expressions.
What products are you interested in?
I'm interested in your company's printer.
You've got our catalog and price list?
Yes.
Can I have a look at your printers on display?
Sure, here are our catalogs.
Can you give me some idea of your prices?
Here is the price list.
Could you give us a discount?
I'm sorry, this is our lowest price.
2%? It's too little. How about 5%?
I'm afraid we can't.
Read and practice the following dialogues with your partner. Pay attention to the highlighted parts. Conversation 1.
Nice to meet you. What products are you interested in?
I'm interested in your company's printer. Can I have a look at your printers on display first?
Sure. Here are our catalogs, which may help you make a good decision.
Could you give me some idea of your prices?
Here is the price list.
Let me see. It's a little expensive. Could you give us a special discount?
I'm sorry. This is our lowest price, and we can't go any further.
We'll place a large order this time, if the price is more favorable.
When you consider the quality of our products, you'll see our price is quite reasonable.
Well, I'll call our head office and see what they have to say.
No problem. Thank you for your inquiry. If you need any more information, please call me. This is my card.
Thank you. Conversation 2.
Good morning. You've got our catalog and price list?
Yes. Your secretary gave them to me yesterday, and I studied them carefully.
Considering our good relationship, we've prepared to give you a 2% discount for orders over $100,000 in value.
2%? It's too little. You see, it can hardly cover our expenses. How about 5%?
I'm afraid we can't. You know, the cost of raw materials has doubled recently.
We're old partners, and we've done business with you for 10 years. We do hope you'll give us a special consideration.
Okay. In that case, let's meet halfway. How about 3%?
I agree. What about delivery then?
You'll have to sign the contract with us within 1 month, and delivery can be made 2 months after that.
Okay, no problem.
Is there anything you want to add?
No, I think that's all. I'm very glad we've settled the problem.
I'm glad we have reached an agreement, and I hope it'll lead to more business between us.
Reading practice. Text A. How to choose a good promotional product. Words and expressions. Title.
Promotional.
Paragraph 1.
Advertiser.
Purpose.
Image.
Hold on to.
Paragraph 2.
Relevant.
Catchy.
Stick in one's mind.
Lines.
Overuse.
Original.
Paragraph 3.
Mug.
Calculator.
Deviate.
Approach.
Sensation.
Compact.
Drive.
Frame.
Target.
High end.
Audience.
Quality.
Over and over.
Be used to. Promotional products are a great way to market your business. But when most people hear about promotional products, they think of promotional pens. While this is the most common product used to promote a business, many advertisers use the method the wrong way. The purpose of a good promotional product is to deliver your message to potential customers and provide a good image. This is something you do not want to forget. Quality gives an image of your business and plays a big role in advertising product. No one would want to hold on to a pen which has an ugly color or is uncomfortable. Besides quality, don't forget about the message you are trying to deliver. Choose business-relevant items and use catchy phrases that will stick in people's mind. Don't use common advertising lines which are boring and overused. The better and more original your message is, the better your results will be. Remember that everyone has favorite items around the office. It might be a nice pen, a good coffee mug, an easy-to-use calculator, and such. Deviate a little bit from common products. A great approach is to find unique items which will cause sensation, such as compact mirrors, USB drives, picture frames with clock and temperature, etc. If you are targeting a higher-end male audience, quality wines or beer glasses are items that will surely deliver your message over and over. These are quite unique since most people are used to some other types of items.